Time now to launch into our Canterbury preview with our experts, Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas as well. Morning to you, Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning to all the punters. You got me?
Yep, gotcha, mate.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Looking forward to this one, Andrew. Some good meeting, especially early. These couple of races have had me scratching my head, changing my numbers a few times in these first two with a lot of first starters, but I think I've got it worked out, and if we can get the first two winners, we could be set up for a big day out there this afternoon.
I like that confidence feeling. Even right now, I can see his knees just ever so anxious, Glenn Munsey. Ray Thomas is joining us, helping us out on our midweek preview. Morning to you, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I like Paul's confidence, but he's right. There's some depth in some of these races, Andrew, so it's a really interesting meeting this afternoon at Canterbury.
And Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Morning, Muns.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ray. Morning, Pa. What about that? Phone hadn't rung for 20 minutes. We started the show and I got two calls in 30 seconds.
Now, what I do need to mention is obviously what Mick Price told us a little while ago, that Ready for Victory is out of the Golden Rose. Tab boys have revised the market there, Glenn, that has Exosphere at $2.80 over Press Statement at $3.60. And Vancouver, I reckon we'll know today, it's at $4.40.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Then you go to Holler and Speak Fondly at 11. Shards at 13. Japanisma, Regisse and Sebring Sun at 15. Gold Symphony, one of the horses on the $26 line with Let's Make It Rain and others. But we had a lot of those horses out already.
Yeah.
And we've got a few more out that you actually didn't mention, mainly Godolphin Runners.
Yeah,
of those with the, they said, you know, they were looking at you know, Shards with Joe Marrera. Of course, Exosphere is James McDonald, and yep. Holler will be Sam Clipperton.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of horses dropping out, but that anyway, that's for another day. Time to launch into Canterbury on a 1:25 start. Glenn, give us the market for the maiden.
Yeah, the first is the tab.com.au handicap here with Saburg Barrier Blanket on today at $3.60. Montauk is out, actually tried yesterday at Rosehill. Art Nouveau is a $5.50 chance. Axion at 13. Back to Jacko at 26. Deploy Glue on Shoes today at $4. 50 Flags at $12. Gold Tickets at $16. Grand Cross with the blinkers and lugging bit on today at $7.50. Supply and Demand is out, 7 cents the win, 7 cents the place. Realised Potential at $5.50. Sweet Fella out, no deduction. And Balmain Boy comes back a gelding after having less than a month off. And Blinkers today at $26. Best supported runner, and the money's come for it this morning, is Realised Potential. Did go up $8.50 this morning, has been $8.50 into $5.50 so far today. The best back runner. Second most popular runner is Deploy, and the third most popular runner is Saboog.
Should be a good pace, which will suit Realised Potential there, Glenn. We've got four runners here that could potentially lead. Deploy is the one that's drawn best. Axion will come across from a wide gate. Back to Jacko showed plenty of pace at the trials. And Grand Cross, with the blinkers going on first time, you'd expect to be right on pace, Ray. Interested in your thoughts here and where you've got Saboog in your numbers, if you have him in your numbers.
Yeah, well, look, I think Saboog, I've got him on top, actually, Paul. And from gate four, where do you have him settling, Paul, in your speed map?
Well, with that speed there, I'd have to say he probably sits fifth trailing the speed. He should get the gun run off that draw, Ray.
Yeah, look, it's D-Day in some respects, isn't it, boys? We all saw what happened at Gosford to him. The Steward Report is a book written about Saboog that day. You've got to give him another chance. He's had a 1,000-metre gallop before the Steward subsequent to that. Where's the barrier blanket, as Glenn just suggested? At his debut, he was second to Vancouver in a Breeders' Plate, then resumed in a Kindergarten in April. That was a heavy track, put a line through that performance. And then the Gosford run first up, when he was $1.10, you just got to forget he was even allowed to start, let alone run. Team Hawks wouldn't be running him today, boys, unless they were happy with Saboog. I'm giving him another chance, and he's out to $3.60, which I think is a good price for a colt that's always been held in high regard by the stable. Four Axion first up. Did run third to Red Zell and Japanisma on debut at Warwick Farm back in March. Has trialled nicely. I think Axion will run a race at odds today. Number three, Art Nouveau, very well-bred colt from the Godolphin camp out of the Dorky family. Watch for it to sprint well fresh. And number six, Deploy. He was okay on debut, wasn't he, Paul? And as you said, he'd be right up on speed again. 1, 4, 3 and 6 in the first. Saboog on top, Paul.
Yeah, look, I've gone 3, 6, 11, and 7. Like I said, I've changed my numbers here a few times. What I've never done is taken number 3, Art Nouveau, out of that top spot. So I really liked his trial 2 back at Warwick Farm on the turf track there. He just ambled along. He had that beautiful flowing action. Huey Bowman trialled him, but Sammy Clippinen gets the ride today. And I just think those Godolphin 3-year-olds, we saw on Saturday that Exusby came out and won. And I just think they've got them all ticking along here, ready to fire in a new season. So I'm with Art Nouveau on top, the first starter. To beat number 6, Deploy, just because he will land in that perfect spot on pace here around the 1100, which is the spot to be. He obviously just did too much work from that outside gate on debut in a very courageous third. Number 11, Realised Potential, the one that Glenn mentioned, has had all the money for it. It comes through the same form line as Deploy. Ran onto heels late there after saving ground, turning for home, never got the gap. Probably still got a bit to learn and needs luck, but we'll get the speed on up front here to suit him. And then I've got number 7, 50 Flags, who James Cummings' first runner under his own name. Look, I thought his last trial was very encouraging. Worked hard early, stuck on well, and Huey Bowman takes that ride. So I'll go 3, 6, 11, 7. I've left out Sabug. I did have him in, then took him out, and then in the end I've decided to leave him out. I just need to see him come out and do the job before I back him.
Righto. For Darren Flindell, he makes the 6 Deploy to beat 1, 11, and 9. 6, 1, 11, and 9. Race 2 is another 3-year-old, this time for the fillies, Glenn.
Yeah, the McGrath Estate Agents here. Magic Diamond out, the deduction 9 cents to win 6 cents a place. Pursuits 8. Meteor Amiss, it's got a lugging bit off and a Norton bit on at $11. Zara Bay's got the winkers on at $7.50. Kamari at 21. Her time 23. Lady Carnoustie at 8. Lady Winnette at 14. Then we have Set the Limit at $5. Voucher at 21. Who Are They at $3.60 and favourite. Chialette is out, no deduction. Lady Sansa with Huey Bowman on at $5.50 and Scratch the Bottom 2, no deduction. Best supported runner, and it's come for again this morning, is the 9 here, Set the Limit, $7 into $5 so far today. And the best back behind it is A Fair Way Away, Lady Carnoustie.
Well, good speed here on paper again. Off-pace runners should get their chance. Lady Sansa showed plenty of pace at the trials, as did Who Are They. Zara Bay will be right up there with Lady Winnette and also Lady Carnoustie. So there should be good speed up front here.
Yeah, Paul, Who Are They's trial at Rose Hill on August 4. Have you ever seen a horse go so quickly out of the barriers and open up a margin of 8 to 10 lengths in literally about 200 metres? She looks like a rocket out of the gates, and she turned for home 10 lengths in front. It was quite extraordinary. She coasted home to win by just over 5 lengths. I'm surprised at the odds. She's rock bottom odds for mine, though, Paul. I've got her on top because I was just so taken by that trial. She makes her debut today. Got the nice barrier. I think she can win, but at those odds, I might be looking elsewhere. Perhaps watch for number 4, Zara Bay here. She's a quality filly from the Team Hawks camp. On her first preparation at her first start, she was a very good third at Canterbury here, but behind Who's Gorgeous. She led into the last few bounds that day. Then Team Hawks took her to Brisbane, ran her in a Group 2 race. That was, I guess, indicative of how highly they rate this filly. She's beautifully bred by Fastnet Rock out of Legally Bay. She's right in this. Number 9, Set the Limit. Not surprised, as Glenn mentioned, there's good money for her. She has trialled particularly well. And also, number 2, Pursuit's been a little bit disappointing, but she's got ability. I know the Godolphin team have always had a bit of a rap on her. I think she'll run a much improved race today. Interested in your thoughts, Paul, on Who Are They? I've got her on top, 11-4, 9-2 in race 2, Paul.
Yeah, look, I've gone 9, 11, 13, and 3 here. Number 9 on top, Set the Limit. It all depends on what sort of trials you like, I suppose. And what I look for in a trial is a horse with a lovely action that hits the line. And Set the Limit ticks that box. She was ridden cold in her last trial. Lady Sansa, who's in the race today, beat it by 9 lengths in the trial, and that was over 1,050 metres here out of 1,100. So if someone wanted to back Lady Sansa, I couldn't knock them for that. But the way Set the Limit was restrained early, travelled under her own steam, and then really charged the line is what I like to see in trials. So I've got her on top here with Blake Shin to do the steering. Number 11, Who Are They? Interesting, Ray, because as you said, she pinged the lid. She showed plenty of speed. It was a 900-metre trial and she lapped them. But under race conditions, it's always a different story. So as you said, you're $3.60. It's very short to be taking a horse that may get to the 900-metre mark and stop. And that's the query you've got with a filly like that. Number 13, Lady Sansa. She's the same sort of boat. She won her trial by 8 lengths, showing blistering speed. But again, under race conditions, you just want to see them do it. And number three, Meteora Miss, she's probably one that debuted in the kindergarten. She was out of her depth. She ran really well. And she's another one that's just been hitting the line late in her trial. So I'm not going to leave her out of my multiples of the double figures. 9, 11, 13 and 3, probably the most interesting race of the day, right?
Righto. For Darren Flindell, it's 9 as well. Set the limit to beat 13, 11 and 1. 9, 13, 11 and 1. Race 3, Glenn at Canterbury over the 1580.
Yeah, just a quick question to the boys. Any concerns here with the rail at 8 metres, which is unusual for Canterbury, about being able to run on?
Oh, look, Glenn, I don't think so. I think with the rail at 8 metres, it is tempo-related as you get here at Canterbury, and you'll find that off-pace runners can win, but it's very hard to sit wide without cover when the rail's out 8 metres. I think Ray would agree with that.
Yeah,
if you get posted still wide and working, you just never seem to come on.
Exactly. Still always the best get back and run on track in Sydney, but as Paul mentioned, you need cover when the rail's out 8 metres.
Rightio, the third is the TAB Rewards, and we say it all the time. If you haven't got your TAB Rewards card, you're doing yourself a disservice there, especially when the stable coming back in, including Curo, who worked brilliantly again during the week in Melbourne, and the opportunity to part-own it for the day. But in the third here, Letchworth at $11. Radical Impact at $4.80. King Caleb is a $9 chance now. Nazia with a lugging bid on today, returning at $6.50. Kinnegat at $8. Grand Allowance at $11. Lady McCann is out, 9 cents the win and nothing to place the deduction there. Vanbrugh at $2.60 in favourite. Hilarious Honour with the earmuffs back on at $13. And Last Card Joe is a $41 chance. Fairly quiet the trade here at the moment, but the best supported runner is Vanbrugh, and the best back to beat it, the interesting runner resuming, Nazia.
Yeah, it should be just enough speed to bring the back markers into play here. Letchworth looks the leader from King Caleb. Grand Allowance can settle handy if he jumps, that's his issue. And then we've got Radical Impact and Last Card Joe, probably just right behind those leaders, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got Vanbrugh on top here. It's D-Day in some respects for this colt. He looked very good on debut, didn't he, at Randwick back in February, and he's had a bit of a rap on him since. His prep this campaign's been okay, a pass mark, but only just. He was terrific first up on a heavy track, then fell behind Let's Make It Rain at Canterbury, last start in the Rosebud. It was an indifferent sort of a run behind Sebring Sun. This is a much easier assignment, although he is taking on older horses. I just think the race sets up for him beautifully here, Paul. I think he's the horse to beat, although he is pretty short. I've got him on top, number 8, Vanbrugh. And just here, both from the James Cummings camp, 5, Kinnegat, and number 4, the interesting runner, as Glenn said, Nazir. Look, Kinnegat got the race fitness edge over his stable mate. He was very good last start at Kembla Grange, making a long sustained run, just beaten by the Devil's Mark. The 15-8 might test him. And just talking to James Cummings yesterday about these two horses, Paul, he said they've been working together and Nazir's had Kinnegat's measure. So perhaps punters should take careful note of that. Nazir, probably best known for his staying potential, but first up fresh, watch for him to sprint very well. And number 2, Radical Impact, very consistent, won't be too far away. In the third, Paul, I've got 8, Vanbrugh on top. Big watch, though, on number 4, Nazir. 8, 5, 4 and 2 in the third, Paul.
Yeah, I've gone 2, 8, 9, and 4 here. Radical Impact each way is the only way you can play him, and he's just starting to shorten up now where he's almost not an each-way bet, but he was originally. I thought he was a great each-way chance. As you can see, he's been in the placings at 5 of his last 6 starts. He's been in the money at 3 of 6 here at Canterbury, and he puts himself in the race. So he does everything right. He deserves a win. He's been first across the post and lost on protest. He's been beaten in close photos. So he deserves his turn today, and I think this is the right race for him. Number 8, Vanbrugh. Just worried about a 3-year-old horse this early in the season taking on the older horses, but we saw with Gay Waterhouse doing it last week. It can work, but whether Vanbrugh's going well enough to beat these older horses, that's my query with him. But on his form, you'd have to have him in your top couple. Number 9, Hilarious Honour, best roughie of the race, brings totally different form line into this coming up from Victoria, and that could be the difference in a race here without too much depth. And then we, as Ray said, number 4, Nazir, a huge watch on him today. I just want to see him attack the line, and we'll watch him going forward into some longer races. 2, 8, 9 and 4 in race 3.
Darren Flindell likes Kinnegad number 5 to be 2, 4, and 8. 5, 2, 4, and 8. We'll take a break, come back and look at the last four races, the legs of the quaddy. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, Racing HQ, Tab Talk, the early mail, all coming from Randwick. It's the launch of the Australian Turf Club's Spring Carnival, and we'll be broadcasting live from Randwick tomorrow between 9 and 1.
Every New South Wales race, every magical spring moment is captured on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Exosphere, the outside, is charging home. Exosphere's come from last and claims the runs to the roses.
This Saturday, it's Chelmsford Stakes Day at Randwick. Get all the up-to-the-minute news daily on Racing HQ. And on Saturdays, don't miss all the tips and expert comments from Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser, right here on your Racing Leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, has the Spring Carnival covered.
And every Sunday morning at 9, don't miss Thoroughbred Weekly.
Royal Descent hits the lead now and draws away in the Warwick Stakes.
Hosted by Greg Radley,
Thoroughbred Weekly wraps up all your racing highlights with sparring partners Ron Duffacy and Richard Friedman.
Plus, weekly guests.
The colour and excitement of spring racing.
Capture it all on Thoroughbred Weekly.
Simulcast Sunday mornings at 9 on Sky Thoroughbred Central and right here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Spring is about to bloom. And that means one thing.
Sorry, two things.
Tab has opened fixed odds markets on the season's biggest racing features. Right now, you can grab some great early prices on the De Bortley Wines Golden Rose and some of the spring racing season's biggest group ones. Now you can't sneeze at that. Spring into action today. Head to your local Tab, tab.com.au, or visit us on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
With all the breaking news and everything you need to know for a successful day's punting on Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ.
It's a beautiful day.
Nine minutes to ten. We're looking at Canterbury with Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas, and we're up to race four. Glenn Munsey from the Tab. First leg of the normal quaddy.
Yeah, and back to the first, Andrew, courtesy of Timmy Clark's chauffeur there on his way down to the races. Balmain Boy, who was listed as being gelded, has always raced as a gelding. So that is an error in the official gear changes.
Okay.
So he has always raced as a gelding, and thank you to Jeeves there, which is Timmy Clark's driver, for getting him down there, and Timmy allowing to tweet that to me.
Right.
Race four, the Schweppes Handicap here at Canterbury this afternoon, where Shahrazad is a $4 chance. Brazen Moss with the cross noseband off at $21. Frankie Four Fingers at $35. Inner Circle with a tongue tie on today at $4.40. Beau Tirage at $3.20, and his trainer, Keith Dryden, will be our special guest on Tab Talk after 10 o'clock this morning. Frill Seeking at $15. Princess Command at $15. Patinage with the blinkers off at $35. Manhattan Island at $8. Blue Fontaine is no deduction. And So Is Written at $31. Golden Shoes at $8. And Scratch the Bottom Three there. The best supported runner since betting opened is Inner Circle, just in a fraction this morning, 460 into 440. Best supported to beat it is Beau Tirage, the favourite. Third most popular runner is Manhattan Island. And there was a sprinkling of money this morning for Golden Shoes down the bottom there, number 12.
Yeah, good pace, good pressure, Ray. Inner Circle can go fast in front. You'll get pressure from the likes of Frankie Four Fingers, Beau Tirage, Frill Seeking, and So It Is Written. So I think the back market will get their chance late.
Yeah, but like Shahrazad here, Paul, she was second last out at Canterbury. When she drew the widest gate, gate 12, in the field of 12, she actually jumped brilliantly like she always does on that occasion. But Kimmy Clark, riding instructions, eased the back last, and then she had to make a run through the field, and she was powering home late, running her stablemate Tempt Me Not to a half length. It was a super run second up. The significant factor today, Paul, is the barrier draw. She's drawn gate one today. Look, she won't be leading like she did early in her career. They think the key to her is to ride her conservatively early, but from that gate, she can settle in the front half of the field and not be giving away too much of the start. And I'll be relying on Tim Clark to find the right path through. And I think she can finish over the top of these. I thought her last start run was outstanding. She's ready to win. Number four, Inner Circle, big watch on him. He just bolted in the blinkers, didn't he, first time last start in the up-and-coming stakes. The tongue tie goes on today, as Glenn mentioned. He's always been a talented colt. If he puts it together, he'll be very, very hard to beat. I thought for your multiples, number six, Frill Seeking, could add some value. And number five, Beauterage, it's the favourite. Comes into this race with three wins from four starts. He's winning margins by an aggregate of over 12 lengths. He's obviously a real talent, and he'll be hard to catch around Canterbury. But I love Shahrazad's effort last start, Paul, and I think this is the right race for her. In race four, 1, 4, 6, and 5 for mine, Paul.
Agree with you, Ray. I've gone 1, 4, 2, 5. I think Shahrazad's the best bet of the day. Ray's covered her perfectly. The key today, of course, is drawing one, whereas it's two starts this prep. She's drawn 13 and 14 and 12 of 12. So she'll just be that bit closer to them today, and she should win. Number four, Inner Circle, the danger. Number two, Brazen My Ruffy here at $21. The speed on will suit. Now by Peter and Paul Snowden, I thought he trialled quite well. And number five, Beauterage for fourth. 1, 4, 2, and 5 for me in race four.
And for Darren Flindell, 1 to beat 5, 4, and 7. 1, 5, 4, and 7 for Darren in the fourth. Race five for the fillies and mares here over the 1,200.
Yeah, that's the Tab Place Multi here, and we've got a three-place betting available here with Zelda at $7.50. Kind Heart at $4.60 makes it equal favourite at that price. The Special 2 at $7, Dora and Boots 21, Alart with the blinkers on at $5.50, Ming with a cross noseband off at $4.80, Tender at $17, Lolly Shop at $16, Trixie is out, I think it'll go around at Goulburn tomorrow, no deduction, Pearls here at $4.60 equal favourite. Zoo Magic is out the deduction, 2 cents a win, nothing the place. Silver Trinket with blinkers on at $51, and Bay Truffle, Winona Costin to ride with a cross noseband off at $14. Best supported runner here is Kind Heart, fractionally in front of Pearls. Third pick is Ming, fourth pick Zelda.
Yeah, look, hard to find a leader here actually, so no pace at all on paper. Dora and Boots may go forward off that inside gate. Lolly Shop, the other one that has gone forward in the past. And it would surprise me if Pearls had ridden a bit more aggressively here, Ray. But on paper, at least, hard to find any speed.
Yeah, well, hopefully Pearls from that two gate just gets a little closer to the Gosford. But I've got her on top, Paul. I love the way she attacked the line at Gosford. The best part of her race was the last 200 metres when she balanced up. This is full sister to Helmet and the half sister to Epilep. So she's bred to be good, and she looked pretty good on debut at Gosford, I thought, Paul. I know it's a jump to City Grade midweek, but there was just something about the way she went about her business, and the fact she got around Gosford and bounced up and stormed to the line, I think she'll get around Canterbury without any problems. And the key is that barrier draw. She should settle a little bit closer than she did at Gosford, and I think she can win again. I think she's an exciting filly, number 10, the Pearls. Number 5, Alart. I thought she was terrific in the San Domenico. She tried very hard that day. This is a much easier race for her. I think she'll run a race here, Alart. She was a good sixth, beaten about four lengths behind Japanisma and the San Dom. And as I said, this is a much easier assignment. Number 3, the Special 2, working and trialling really well, coming off a long break. And she has got good fresh form. Watch for the Special 2 here. And as Glenn mentioned, there has been money for her. And number 1, Zelda. Very good first up at Gosford, is right in the mix. 10 Pearls. I like this filly, Paul. I've got her on top from 5, 3 and 1.
Look, I've gone 2, 10, 3 and 5. I thought Kind Heart is a bit of a risk because she's drawn that awkward gate. But I think if Huey Bowman takes a risk early and goes forward on her, she's got the class to beat these first up. I've liked the way she's trialled, and I loved her form at last prep. Of course, she ran in the Group 3 PJ Bell before she went out for a spell, was only beaten 2 1/4 lengths. Number 10, Pearls. Ray's covered her perfectly. Terrific debut win. I think number 3, the Special 2, trialled well enough to be competitive. And the 5, Alart, the one that's very hard to line up coming up against the older mares today. But number 2 on top, 2, 10, 3 and 5 for me in race 5.
Darren Flindell goes for the 6, a horse that you haven't mentioned there, Ming, first up to be 10, 3 and 5. 6, 10, 3 and 5. As we get through them, Glenn, we're up to race 6.
Yeah, the celebrations, where Morris here is a $6 chance. Scottish Border at 13, Uncle Sugar at 15, Duccio is out the deduction, 13 cents a win, nothing the place. Loving Home at $3 and favourite. Cast in Stone at 13, Pia Mimi at 18, Zizili at 9, Shaftesbury with blinkers off today at $8, Hurricane at 12, and Carragara is a $6 chance. Best back runner, and the majority of the money has come for it this morning, although unchanged at the $3, is the favourite Loving Home. And a fair gap then, and not a great deal between Scottish Border and Zeezeely as second pick.
All right, speed here, solid tempo. I think Morris will cross, will go forward with Zeezeely. Uncle Sugar will keep them honest. And Carragara, I think, will settle a lot closer today, Ray.
Yeah, I like Morris on top here, Paul. As you said, does go forward, settles up on speed, makes his own luck. I know he's first up off a lead up with 60 and a half, but he's had two quick back trials 10 days apart late last month, Paul. He won both those trials. He's a very smart stayer in the making. I've got him on top, number one, Morris. I think the $6 is great value. 11, Carragara, beaten last start as favourite here, but had excuses that day. Is right at his peak now, will be right in the finish here. The favourite, 5, Loving Home, and the well-back number 8, Zeezeely, certainly contenders. I've got Morris on top here, Paul. I think he'll make its own luck up on front. 1, 11, 5, and 8 in the 6.
Look, I've gone 5-9, 11-8, 5 Loving Home on top. He lost that fill. He didn't lose the protest. He failed to get it turned on his favour last start at Canterbury behind Emerald City. They put 3 lengths on the third horse there. Emerald City's come out and won again since in Saturday grade. So the form around him looks the goods. Number 9, Shaftesbury, a bit of pace on up front will suit his racing style. He just wasn't suited here last time. Number 11 for third, Carragara, could be the big improver, ridden a bit closer to the speed. He obviously brings a different form line to this. And number 8, Zeezeely, will only strip fitter for that first up run here when he was first up for over a year. So I'll go 5-9, 11-8, but definitely backing number 5, Loving Home, to win.
Darren Flindell likes the top. He like Ray Morris, number 1, to beat 5, 11 and 10. 1, 5, 11 and 10. What about the last here, Glenn?
And the last is the all-too-hearted Vinery here, Andrew, where Burning Passion, the toppie, is at $4.20. Dupem looking to go back-to-back at $5. I Can Rock at $14. Proconsul at $21. Mr. Smart at $35. Sanzio came out this morning, 5 cents a win, nothing the place. It's in at Goulburn tomorrow. Better Land at $6.50. Now, Vinery, Blinkers on today and Winkers off, is a $5 chance. Courts a King at $4 and favourite. Shout to the Top, Cross Noseband and Tongue Tie both off. It's at $16. Sting with the Bar Plate. Thank you, Ronnie. I think it's Bar Plate's off today, is it, Sting? It's got a blindfold off. No, Bar Plate's on, so Ronnie won't be entertaining Sting. And Concussion Plate's on there. It's a 50-1 chance. On a Shining Star at 51, and Felix Bay's 100-1, and Flash Gold is out, no deduction. One of the better back runners all day here, dollar-wise, is Courts a King, being $4.40 into $4 today, and a massive gap to the second pick, which is Binary.
Yeah, look, speed's drawn right across the track here. I think off-pace runners will get their chance. We've got I Can Rock, On a Shining Star, and Binary all on speed. Courts a King also presses forward. I think Better Land may be the one ridden just off-pace today, right?
Yeah, the barrier made the decision for me here, Paul. Number 8, Binary, over 9, Courts a King. He's just going to get the right run from gate 2. We haven't seen him since the summer of last year, actually December of last year. He debuted at Canterbury in November, was very impressive. Looked a professional that day, beating Crimson God. Went straight to Saturday class and was disappointing, but it was only his first prep. He ran 6th behind Berry Delicious. Has been given a good break by Team Hawks. 2 lovely trials going into today's race. And as I said, the barrier just suits him. I like number 8, Binary, from 9, Courts a King. Promising horse, trailing well. Just that sort of where he'll be early in the run. He might have to do a bit of work, Paul. 1, Burning Passion. Watch for him swooping late. He'll get back but come stormy home. And number 2, Dupem, very similar. From that wide gate, he'll get back and be finishing fast. Good rates are last. I like 8, Binary, from 9, 1 and 2, Paul.
Similar numbers for me, Ray. 9, 1, 8 and 7. I'll take a gamble on the 9, Courts a King. I agree with what Ray says. We just need a bit of luck early, but with Blake Shin doing the steering, I'm confident that he'll be able to overcome that tricky draw. Loved his trial recently coming into this. Number 1, Burning Passion. The wide draw makes it tougher for him, but his first up run was terrific and he'll only improve off that. The 8, Binary, does map the best of my top 3 picks, so he's a huge player. And I think number 7, Better Land, he could be the improver here. He just did all the chasing there first up, which doesn't suit him. He'll get the opportunity to race off pace today and finish on. 9, 1, 8 and 7 for me in the last.
Darren Flindell likes the 9 as well to beat 1, 4 and 3. 9, 1, 4 and 3. For Darren, his best is race 4, number 1. And I think, are you keen on it as well, Paul?
I am. And Ray's keen on it too. We might have a triple go here, but it's definitely my best of the day. Race 4, number 1, Shahrazad. I couldn't find anything that I could back to beat it, and we're getting $4 with Glenn Munsey. I think that's a great price for the best bet of the day. Race 4, number 1, Shahrazad.
And that's the first leg of the quaddy, and there's a $20,000 quaddy jackpot today at Canterbury. Not, we don't usually have quaddy, have jackpots on a Wednesday, but a $20,000 quaddy jackpot. Race 4 is the first leg. It'll be the last leg of the early quaddy, first leg of the normal quaddy.
Okay. What's your best, Ray?
Yeah, I like Shahrazad.
You like
too,
that one,
Glenn,
too?
My best is number 10, Pearls Andrew, in race 5. Helmet's full sister. I think she can continue the winning start to her career. Race 5, number 10, Pearls.
She must be a very good judge of character. I was out at Godolphin yesterday and she tried to bite me.
Well,
she went to pat her and she tried. First thing she tried to do was bite me. So she's a very, very good judge of character.
A lot of people would love to do that.
Yeah, many have tried over the years, Andrew. A lot have failed, I can guarantee you that. Unless you've got chloroform or some other form of drug to induce me into paying you.
Canterbury at 8 metres the rail, and we're on a soft five, the first at 125. Thanks a lot for filling the boots of Ron Duppacy this morning, Ray.
No problem, Glenn.
Good
no
on
problem,
you, mate.
Andrew.
That's okay. Paul, thank you.
No, thanks a lot, guys. Good punting.